Ramble.
Bom dia. I am Flula Borg, and it is now tiki-toki-tiki-toki-tiki-toki bom time.
Tiki-toki-tiki-toki, what time is it? Tiki-toki-tiki-toki, what time is it?
Bom time! Hello, everyone. It's me, Flula Borg, and I'm sitting 2.8 meters away from the director of Boom Time, Alex Simmons. How are you?
2.8 meters. It's a long ways.
It is very far.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're sitting this way because we're about to do another podcast with some guests, and we thought we would reconfigure things where it somehow made sense. But it's funny, we're in a small room, and you and I could not be sitting farther apart in this room.
It's true. We are on the opposite angles. I also know that I'm now yelling at you more, but we have headphones and microphones. It's no need for the screams, but I still know that I'm screaming at you. It's like I'm speaking
What's
to...
What's that?
Yeah. It's like, you know, the volume when you speak to parents on the phone is always very loud.
Things are good.
Yeah, yeah. Did you pay your rent? Yeah.
Did you do your laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to separate the...
Oh, here's a question.
Yeah.
My wife, when she does her laundry,
yeah,
she separates the...
Church and the state.
Yeah. She does whites, she does black clothing, and then she does color clothing.
It's weird. I don't do that because I don't see color. I just put it all in the same...
Right. That's why everything you wear is pink.
It's all pink.
But I have always put all my black clothing and all my, you know, blue, green, other coloring together. Mm. And she thinks...
Lights and darks.
She thinks I'm insane for doing that.
She does not do these things.
Right, and...
Wait, sells seashells by the seashore.
She does sell seashells by the seashore.
Wow. What a commute.
Well, and I always thought she was crazy. And then she showed me this yellow t-shirt that she had that... had been washed with some blue clothing, and it got all this like blue streaks on it.
Mm, Blue Streak. Pretty good film. Martin Lawrence.
Blue Streak?
Overrated. Let's be clear.
Wait, hold on. Martin Lawrence was in a movie called Blue Streak? Never heard of that one.
What happens is he's chasing members of the Blue Man Group, and then one of them falls, and he's been chasing them for so long, he's hungry. And so when one of the Blue Men falls, he eats them. And then what he doesn't realize is when you eat a blue man, a blue man going into your mouth is not as bad as a blue man coming out. And so you have to be careful with your clothing. So the whole time, Martin is just experiencing the name of the film just on his boxer briefs.
A blue man going into your mouth is not as bad as a blue man going out. You really made a meal out of that.
I did. Well, and so did Martin Lawrence of The Blue Man He Ate. Blue Streak, available on Blu-ray.
Yeah, so the point was my wife, as always, was right.
Mm.
It makes sense to separate certain types of colors in your laundry.
Oh, so now do you do it?
I haven't done any laundry since, but I will.
Oh, it's like the marriage.
This is a recent conversation.
Oh, I didn't know if like your marriage arrangement was, you do laundry, I do dishes.
I mean, another funny thing is that I was having dinner with couples, a few of our couples' friends.
Freddy Boom Boom couples?
Freddy Boom Boom couples. You mean the golfer?
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you
No, that's probably what I meant.
Well, sometimes I'm like, I was having breakfast with Eastwood, you know.
So anyways, we're having dinner with some other couples, and it came up...
Golfers? No, not golfers.
Laundry came up, the topic of laundry. And I was the only man who did his own laundry. Like, four other guys, their wives do their laundry. And these are all very progressive, you know, modern couples. But
maybe
somehow,
not.
Yeah. Somehow laundry was still a thing that the other guys just let their wives do for them. And it's funny. Even when I was a kid, I did my own laundry mostly, and my mom like taught me how to do laundry, and I just did my own laundry, and I've always done it, not as frequently as I probably should have growing up, but I would like, and that's probably part of the problem. But
what problem?
Oh, I had a problem of not doing laundry, I guess.
Yes. Sit down on this couch and tell me more, Alex Simmons.
I'd rather sit on this chair very far away from you.
Perfect.
But anyways, I was surprised to see that laundry was still something that was gender-based a little bit.
Did your papa do the laundry as well? Oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I honestly don't remember either of my parents doing laundry. It's not like a memory I have, but I'm pretty sure that he does his own laundry.
Mm. Yeah. Metaphorically. Actual laundry, your mom probably does that.
Metaphorically, my dad probably doesn't do his own laundry, but literally, I think he does.
Oh, he does? Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
So, you know, my mom does listen to this podcast, and every once in a while, I have to stop and think, hey, Mom, I'm not sure how you're hearing all this and how it's... She says she really likes the podcast, but then she'll say, it's interesting, or she'll, you know, qualify it sometimes.
I don't know if you know this. Your mom, after every podcast, has been writing me a letter that critiques the qualities of the podcast that are good and bad. The problem is, of course, it's snail's mail, so I receive these very late, and so it's something we can't change. So I just wanted you to know I have a pen pal, and it's your mama.
And what does she say?
Very nice things. She loves you. She wants a little... She's wanted to know if we can perhaps change the name to just Alex Time with Flula.
Right.
Or like Boom Simmons with Borg.
Yeah, we can't.
I know.
Okay. So before we get into our big... question of the day.
Yeah. QOD. Yeah.
I was hoping that we could play a little game of name that tune.
I love it so much.
And in this case,
yeah,
I'm going to have Kristen whisper a song into the microphone, and I'm going to plug my ears so I can't hear what it is.
Can I say that is the best pronunciation of Kristen that I've ever heard you say?
Sorry, I can't hear you. I take
very excited.
99 left bird.
Oh.
Do you know the song, Fula?
If I do not, there are problems.
90% of the time we do this, you don't know the song.
I do not know. It's true, yeah.
Okay, go.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich, dann...
How do you do it? How are you doing, Alex? You know it.
It's funny. This is a really hard game because often I recognize the tune, but I can't quite access the extra information and tell you what it is. You know what I mean?
I do know this very much. Yeah. You know the song, I guarantee it to you.
Yeah.
And when you said, do you know this song? I will tell you, if I do not know this song, I'm a terrible German person.
Are you talking to me right now?
Yeah. This is a deep hint.
Right.
The deep hint to you is, if I do not know this song, perhaps give to the consulate my passport. Also, yeah.
What is it?
There's numbers in it.
So it's not, is that 99 red balloons? Well, it sounded like a warped version of...
Well, okay, Nena is not here, okay? Right. You know, Kevin McHale is not walking through that door, you know?
99 Red Balloons, there's also the German version, which is called...
And 99 Luftballons. So we don't,
She recorded two versions.
Of course, it's smart.
Yeah, and they were both hits.
They were both hits?
Yeah.
Oh, well, in Germany, we had our hit.
Right, but in America, they had 99 Red Balloons.
Really?
Yeah.
Kristen, yeah, Evan, you guys remember this, balloons?
99 red balloons, da da da, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, why are they red? With us, it's just Luftballons, it's air balloons.
Oh, really? So in the German version, they're not red balloons?
Well, they're Luftballons. We call it a balloon, it's an air balloon. Because there can be other balloons, could be water balloon, could be like lemonade balloon.
Okay, so when you...
Balloon payment, mortgages.
When you first heard 99 Luftballons... What color did you picture the balloons?
In my child brain?
Yeah.
Like lilac.
Lilac.
So lila. How do you say lila? Lilac?
Lilac.
Oh, what is, lilac.
Like a fuchsia.
Who?
It's one of the, look at the Boomtime logo, which I'm looking at right now. It's the color on lilac. The farthest left. That's fuchsia.
What? Fuchsia?
But I think lilac and fuchsia are probably like the same thing, right?
Fuchsia?
I mean, I'm sure there's some guys who work at Sherman Williams right now. They're like, dude, let me tell you.
That's a Pantone CX-45, those dingleberries.
Just like I'm sure there's always at least one listener who within like half a second knows the song, and then they're just like, oh,
it's
my
like
God.
This. Yeah. Nah, oh. 99 Luftballons, yeah, we got it.
And then for 3 minutes, they're like, these guys are such idiots.
What dumb faces.
Great.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. Thank you, Kristen, for a wonderful suggestion.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think the tagline for Boom Time should just be like, Boom Time. That was fun.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a question mark. That was three dots fun question mark.
Yeah. So the big topic of today.
Yeah.
Is, should you have children?
Me personally?
Well, you personally and just general humans.
Ah.
Should everyone have children?
Well, was the answer clear? No.
No, the answer is no.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's interesting is I have a child. You don't.
I do not. I'm not aware. Yeah.
That you know.
Yeah, you know what they say about that.
That's like I was in Morocco once and they were like, you know, Jimi Hendrix has at least 57 children in Morocco or something.
Why Morocco? So specific. He just was all about it in Marrakesh? Was just going for it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I think it's a life experience that we both are living very differently. Is you're living as a single man with no children and I'm married and have kids. And
Kid.
Yeah, one kid, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, you can say I have kids. No, it doesn't work that way.
But it also sounds a little like you have perhaps a problem if you say, I'm married and have kid.
Right, yeah.
You, then it thinks, right. Then I think, oh, cool, is David Hasselhoff there as well? You know?
Michael, we have company.
Welcome.
Michael.
Thanks, kid.
I think the short answer is not everyone should have kids, obviously. And also that there are big pros and cons to both.
Did you, when you were small, when did you like think, hey, everyone, time to make a tiny little thing come out? You know, how
That was repulsive.
I know. As I say it, I thought, oh.
Hey, everyone, time to make a little thing come out.
I just realized what this is. This is the things a really weird dog says when that popsicle comes out of the hole of the pooch.
I remember it was. So we didn't have a dog growing up. We had
you
cats.
You did not?
No.
You had cats?
Cats, yeah. We always had cats.
Are these pets?
I love dogs and cats, and I think they both are great. And I know a lot of people like to decide I'm a cat or a dog person. I like them both. And we had great cats growing up. They were definitely part of the family.
Mm. What was the best name of one of the kitten cats?
Well, my parents, we got a new white fluffy cat when I was like 6 years old. And they were like, you can name the cat. And I was like, Jeff. And I remember both of them were just like, are you sure? Like, Jeff? And I was like, Jeff. The cat's name is Jeff.
Was it a lady cat?
No, so it was a man, but I was just...
You gave it a human name.
Yeah, and it
this
ever...
is brilliant.
Well, I've always loved pets with, like, normal human names. Oh, it's the best.
Oh, it is.
Like, a golden retriever named Steve. That's just... That's better than like Rover or something, right?
Agree with it. Yeah. You let me borrow your automobile one time and I like to give names for the automobiles. And you said I should name my automobile Optimus Prime. And I said, no, it should be Steve. And you did not like this.
It's funny. I definitely know that we've said that before on this podcast.
Have we done it?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we have. But I mean, we've done enough episodes at this point, like, and who's listening to
you know who
ones?
Will listen? All of those hardcore booty tangers who are helping to grow the show one subscriber at a time. You know how we do it. Hashtag FluBega. Never do it. Don't stop. Get enough.
But there was a very important point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Which was because we didn't have dogs.
Cats only.
Only cats. It was very late in life. Like... Late teens, maybe early 20s.
So this past January is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's how old I am, correct? Yep. When I saw the dog lipstick phenomenon, and I was like, like, what the, what is wrong with that dog? And my friend was like, you've never seen that before? And I literally had, and I don't know, it's somehow I had never seen it until very late in life, and I was traumatized. I was like on a beach in Mexico, and I can picture it way too clearly.
How close was the pooch's pee-pee to you?
About 3 meters.
Oh, 3 meters. So
2 meters, probably.
2 meters. So yeah. Not it was not on your leg or on your face making love.
The lipstick dog penis wasn't on my face making love, is this to answer your question.
Okay. Well, you know, they're like, oh, well, you cannot put lipstick on the pig. You know this phrase?
Sure.
Is this about the lipstick of the pee-pee of the dog? Is it connected?
Yeah, that's what Sarah Palin was talking about.
You can take a doggy's aroused pee-pee and place it on a pig?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what that phrase means.
Got it. Thanks, Alex. But I must tell you, I agree with you. I have this moment also when I saw the lipstick come out, and it was very, very frightening.
Traumatizing, right?
Well, it does not look like it's from the dog.
Exactly.
It looks like it is a possessed animal alien. Like from the film Aliens, when the lady's like, I like lunch, I like yogurt, and then from the stomach comes out like what looks like a Venus Phoenician flytrap come out.
Yeah, it looks like an alien from the movie Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time! Support for Boom Time with Flula comes from Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Select a template that you love and then customize it. You can add your own text and images and even moving images with sound, aka videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want to, peoples. Want even more for your website? Oh, how greedy. No problem. You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or hey, you know what? Even create like an event. Share everything in a click on the social medias and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. SEO tools. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. I have many friends who have Wix sites and they love those so hard. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Boom time! Over 139,222,805 people choose Wix to create their website. So hey, you know what? Create yours today. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/boomtime to get 10% off. That's Wix.com/boomtime and get your 10% these offies. Do it.
Time.
But I think the other point we were talking about, which deserves to be rounded back to a little bit.
Babies.
Babies. Is that...
You love cats.
I love cats. I love dogs. And I love babies. No, but I will say my life has...
So YouTube was built for you, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Is YouTube full of dogs, cats, and babies?
Yes.
Okay. I guess so then.
That's what my algorithm feeds me.
It is funny when Google Ads and all these ad companies, you know, they pay attention to your search history. And within like a day of having a baby, suddenly you go on Facebook and it's like, do you need a new supply of breast milk? And I'm like, it's like just off a little bit.
Yeah. It knows you are near a baby.
Yeah.
It doesn't know your breasts need
right
pump.
The thing I was just going to say is that my life is definitely better after having our kid, but it's different. It's definitely different.
So when it has changed, I've noticed you have a glow with you. You feel more like ready for the runway, you know. Like Right Said Fred was speaking about you after you were a father. Before you were a father, you were like part of perhaps like Runaway Train and Soul Asylum, or like maybe the drummer from Creed. And then after this, when was born, I was like, oh, hello with your mesh shirt running down that runway. Papa, papa, correctly said Frederick. R.I.P. Jeff, by the way.
My cat?
Yeah.
Right.
He's not alive.
No, it's a really actually sad story. But
oh, please bring it.
Okay. It actually still gets me. It makes me sad, legitimately.
Well, you do not need to say it, but I would love to hear the story of Jeff.
He got eaten by a coyote.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Where?
In Idaho.
Can I tell you?
Or a fox. Probably it could have been a fox.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I don't mind telling this traumatic story at all.
Curiosity killed the cat, so I would like to know.
It was a fox, actually, I think, but.
Got it.
No, he went missing, and I was just like out looking for him and
screaming Jeff.
Yeah, I was. And I found a like pile of like white fur and right.
Okay, I'm trying to find the lining silver. Did you meet some new people named Jeff that came and answered your calls of Jeff? Like, hey, are you calling me? No, I'm calling a cat. Oh, well, my name's Jeff Thomas. And you're like, nice to meet you, Jeff. And then you befriended Jeff Thomas and you guys maybe formed a band together or learn to study like history class together? Was there any ancillary positivity from
No.
Yours? Okay.
No. But I do have a friend named Jeff, and we figured out that he was born at the exact time that my cat, Jeff, died. The exact same second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably just a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. That's like in episode 8 of Star Wars where Leia is birthing Darth Vader. And she's like, oh, and they flash back. And like then Jeff is coming out of another kitten. And then your other Jeff is everyone is coming out at the same time. And then the lipstick from the doggy is also everyone is just coming out.
It's an interesting fan theory that
Leia
gave birth to Darth Vader.
Yeah. That is how it works, right?
I don't think that's... I mean, it's your theory, I guess. It's a fan theory.
Well, I've watched the films chronologically as they have come out. So, yeah. I mean, Leia is from the 70s, and then Darth Vader is like this young stripping boy, and he's just there, and then he has no head or something after he's like hanging out in Vesuvius too long.
A young stripping boy.
Yeah, that's what they say, right? Oh, look at you lifting. You're so stripping today. What?
Flula, what's it like not having a child?
Oh, segue.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I love animals just as you. And so I like to be right now, I'm thinking perhaps uncle is like the most fun of the jobs.
Yeah.
So right now I'm trying to be an uncle for all of the peoples and a non-biological uncle, which means I can be what they call a flunkle, which is a Flula fun uncle. So I'm right now your I'm flunkle.
Flafunkle, you mean?
What?
A flafunkle.
Yeah, sorry, a flafunkle. So I'm a flafunkle. It's my train wheels, you know, when you have a bicycle and then you have the two tiny wheels. Being uncle is like that. And so I'm practicing my flunkleness with not really. I've seen him once in the last 8 months. You do not let me see, which I think for his safety is a smart decision.
Side note. You decided that it would be fun whenever you swear on the podcast to beep it out with you saying a word like, hey.
Hey, what do you think?
I don't like it because it's terrifying to me because I always think that your voice over your voice.
It's too weird.
It's so confusing to me.
Okay.
But we've never actually explained that it's happening and I'm curious if no one's ever commented on it or no one's ever said anything about it. So I don't know, maybe other people like it, but whenever I hear it, it sort of, it's like, oh wait, there's like a break in the time continuum and suddenly there's two Flulas and I'm so confused.
I agree with you. I did not want to agree with you, but yeah. Alex, you're correct. It makes me creep out when I hear like, well, what? And then it's two, like, is it another, are there two Flulas, one speaking over? Is it interrupting, Flula interrupted?
If it was a different voice, I think it might work like
your voice.
Yeah, or like Brad Garrett's voice, like, hey.
Who's that?
The guy, the brother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, the very tall man.
Yeah, like if he was doing it, it would be different enough than your voice that you wouldn't think, wait, suddenly there's two flutes. Ah.
We should invite Boban Marjanovic to come onto the podcast. He's 7'4".
Basketball player for the
LA, now he is traded.
Philly now.
Yeah, he's for the Philadelphia.
Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, okay, so let us replace this. But Booty Tangers, listen, if you disagree with Alex, make sure to grower the shower hashtag and let us know. Do you like the beeps or do you not like the beeps? Hashtag do you like the beeps or do you not like the beeps?
Great. The last thing I'll say about babies.
Yes.
Is I have found that having a child is very beneficial to my mental health in this specific way.
Oh, I want to know.
The less I think about myself, the happier I am. And having a baby means you don't have a lot of time to think about yourself.
Yeah. Well, this is nice. Some people would say it's not a good thing. It can mess with your brain. You know, you're like distracting, but I need to have important things that I need to focus on. And baby is now here. I cannot focus. But I think you are an adult person. You have a house and some pants. Your underwear seems clean most of the days. So it's okay that you may now focus on another living thing.
I don't know if I've used this analogy before in the podcast, but one thing that I always remember is when I was in high school, and when I was playing a sport.
Yeah, sport.
A sport. In high school, when I was playing a sport, I would always get better grades while I was playing the sport. And then there'd be like a semester I wasn't playing a sport, my grades wouldn't be as good. Because when I was playing a sport, I had such limited time to do my homework and do my schoolwork that I would just get it done. But then when I had too much free time, I would just never finish anything because I'm like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it on Sunday. And then it just like wouldn't happen.
Well,
Yeah. And having a baby is a bit like that too, both in tasks and in mental health.
Well, we have set, as you say, nature whores a vacuum. Mm-hmm. And so if there's like so many much time, if you have 5 years to make, I don't know, write a poem, you may take 5 years. But if I say, Alex, you have 2 minutes, you must write a poem. You're like, oh, screw it. Here's a haiku for you about buckets. You know?
Flula, write a haiku in 10 seconds. Go now.
What's the topic?
Buckets.
Oh, spill it. The nice round metal cylinder is my water.
Oh my god. What's the haiku rules again? 575?
I think, well, they say 575, but haikus can have other ones as well. But the ones that I think like we know is 575.
The American traditional haiku.
I used to write haikus a lot called flukus.
Right.
Fluku Friday. I need to bring back Fluku Friday.
Everyone's asking for that.
Everyone is. Everyone is like, hey guys, flubega, grower the shower, booty tangers, fluku. Friday.
Right. what are your final thoughts on babies?
I think everybody should watch. What's a good baby show?
How about the one you're on?
Oh, yeah, here's what I say about babies. Watch Boss Baby Back in Business, streaming on Netflix, and enjoy the character Mega Fat CEO Baby. Thanks, Alex.
It's pretty cool. A lot of people don't realize that you've been doing more voice work and popping up in various things. You're on that Netflix show that you just mentioned,
yeah.
Boss Baby, but you're also in a new movie coming out.
This is true, yeah. We have recorded roles. I will not say it because you can replace someone so fast. But yeah, I've done some of these. Ralph Breaks the Internet, yes, and Ferdinand and other things. Tangled the Show, series is fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. I like to make a voice on a thing because everyone is working super hard. And then I'm like, but I'm just a tiny little screwdriver in this very wonderful Swiss watch.
Right. Normally, you and I are used to doing all the things with voiceover stuff. You just show up, read your voice, and you're out of there.
It's amazing. You feel guilty because everyone is working so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are working hard, but you know what I mean about that.
Yeah. Great. So to summarize, having a child comes with its pros and cons, but for me, it's been better. And for Flula, he enjoys not having a child. Great. I think we answered the big question of the day.
Do you know that we've probably spoken here for 28 minutes and babies were spoken for about... How long have we been speaking, Kristen? Yeah. We have talked about babies for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I love this.
Right?
This feels like how government works.
Should work.
Should work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so now's the time in the show.
Yeah.
Where Flula unfortunately has to leave for a periodontist visit or something.
Yeah, it's still...
you have to update your Palm Pilot.
I have to speak... Actually, yeah, my cosmologist has called me, so I have to go.
Oh, sorry, Flula. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, bye-bye.
We've got a new special guest here on the show with us. He's coming in.
Oh, okay.
He's wearing a tight-fitting red suit and... Oh, yep, hello?
Hey...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rick Paddington, the 7th fastest Formula One driver in the world.
Oh, hey, everyone. It's me, Ricky.
Rick, it's funny. It's a bit of a dichotomy. Sorry, what did I say?
You said it's funny.
It is funny that you're such a fast driver and that you talk so slowly.
Yeah. I like to listen to Tracy Chapman. She have a song. It's called Fast Car.
So when you're driving, you just listen to Fast Car over and over again, a bit on the nose, don't you think?
No, it's you have to put it on the ears. Otherwise, you cannot hear it. Do you understand sound? What's your name?
Rick, what sort of engine do you use in your car?
Oh, I use the engine of motivation and also my soul.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a V8 also.
And okay.
Tomato juice.
You put V8 in your engine?
My metaphorical engine, yes. That's how I'm so fast.
Rick, you have your own podcast called fast cars.
Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, yeah.
Vroom, vroom, beep, beep. Yeah. And one of the main subjects you talk about is your sexual exploits on the tour.
Shh, excuse me, Ricky, don't kiss and Ricky, don't tell.
But that's like all you talk about on your podcast.
Well, yeah, you have to subscribe, Alex.
Right, why give away the cow when you can get the milk for free?
And you can squeeze him milky and drinky, drinky.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, okay, to summarize, why buy a cow when you can get the milk for free? Because squeezy, squeezy, drinky, drinky.
Nice. You get it, Alex.
Tell me what it was like, Rick, growing up in a small town in southern New Jersey.
Oh, Trenton was so warm. But then I would drive so fast, and the hair of my wind would touch me, and I would be so cool. Oh, it's time for the 500 Daytona. Got to go. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay, that was quite an experience.
Oh boy, just returned from my cosmologist. He told me the Big Bang is still banging.
Great.
But yeah, that's it, guys. We are so excited to speak to you guys. We have taught you many things about babies, you know, and other things, probably.
Before we go.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could play us a song that's baby-themed, and it will be Salt and Pepper Baby, Baby. Is that the name? What's the name of that song?
Well, there's Amy Grant Baby, Baby. And then there's, of course, Push It, which starts with
Amy
that.
Grant version.
You want that? Yes. You want the Amy Grant version?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a Fluleborg doing a Amy Grant-ish version of Baby, Baby from 1990. We'll look it up later.
Stop for a minute, baby. I'm so glad you're
mine. Baby, what is so pretty much emotion? There's a much in mine.
Cause there's no getting over you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, that was terrifying.
Yeah. Listen, if you ask it, I give it to you. You ask for it, I give you Amy Grant Baby Baby.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I also did.
Great, everyone. So make sure to check out Flula. He'll be performing live on a canoe floating in Lake Michigan on February 37th.
Yes, close and, to. And then we will be floating to Oconomowoc in Wisconsin. And then I will get off at the Wisconsin Dells and I will do a Running Man for 42 beats.
That's correct. Follow him on Twitter at Flula, which is the flu in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, as it used to be called. And they're like, listen, there's too many L's.
Too many L's. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
At Boomtime Show, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, all you booty tangers. Remember to hashtag grower the shower. Keep that flu bagger going so deep. And if something has a problem, just remember to scream Belvedere. Everyone, please write us nice comments and give us ratings on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and Google Play and radio.com. But definitely not Luby Sniplappy Flip Flap Glinglong.fm, which recently said something very rude about Alex's shoes. So everyone, sorry again in Croatia, but you will not be able to access the podcast.
But it, again, sorry. Frog was in my throat.
Yeah, what just happened?
A frog was
Did
in my
you just
throat.
Eat lunch?
Yeah, I ate a frog.
Oh, a lot delicious.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to interrupt you. What do you want to say, Babe. Alex?
That means you can talk.
Oh, thank you, everyone. And, oh, let's read one quick comment from the comment box. Oh, FlipFlop28 says, Alex is so sexy. More voice from Alex, please. Flula, please stop being Flula. Okay, well, that's a rude one, but good for you, Alex. I'm going to go home and weep.
More voice. More voice.
I don't know who wrote that, but it's a really good...
Yeah, it's definitely... That was a good comment.
Very
yeah.
good writing. Bye-bye! Baby. Time!